welcome to Education Currents, a show designed to provide current educational news and commentary from a Christian worldview. The greatest resource any community has is its children, and by providing for them the best possible education, we are providing for ourselves and future generations. Join us as we explore the latest social and political issues surrounding education. Here are your hosts, Dr. Rose Gamblin and
Dr. Richard Tulin.
Welcome to Education Currents. My name is Dr. Richard Tooley. With me today is Jesse Friesen and Zach McGorman. And to get this thing started off, let's see, pick which one. Let's go to Zach. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Zach.
I'm 20 years old. I live in Howell, New Jersey. I'm the lead guitar player of our band Above the Fall. Been playing for 12, 13 years now, I think. And I just love music.
Okay, and Jesse, tell us a little bit about you.
My name is Jesse Friesen. I'm the lead singer of the band Above the Fall. I live in Toms River, New Jersey. I have also been born into a Christian home. I went to a Christian school my whole life. I was captain of my varsity basketball team, a writer on the school newspaper, played drums on the worship team at school and at my church. Have always had a love for music, played sports as well, into photography, into fashion, and just have a heart for reaching the youth with the message.
Great. So you both got into music. Now, you had a choice, you know. You didn't have to do Christian music. Why did you choose to do Christian music?
Well, because of the fact that it offers hope, it offers love to people that need it. You know, this world, as you go through life, whatever age you are, you go through different struggles. It could be, you know, relational or financial health issues, and there's real life problems that we face, and we need real life solutions. And, you know, there's a lot of different alternative solutions that the world will offer from our own experience, as well as those that we know. You could see how people who try those things, they hit a dead end, and it doesn't really lead to anything. And it often leaves them feeling empty inside. And, you know, we have also seen people that have given their lives completely to God and stepped out in faith and trusting Him, and have maybe not been as rich or as successful, but have been content and seen God do amazing things in their lives. So the contrast was clear. We were able to just see that going into Christian music would offer people real hope, and that's something that this world desperately needs in this day, especially when you turn on the news and you see all the chaos going on overseas and even here in America. And it's upsetting to see, but we know that although Christ didn't promise us an easy life, He did give us an option to always call on Him, and He promised never to leave us or forsake us. So we choose Christian music because music in itself, whether Christian or secular, is a powerful tool to use to get a message across. What better way to get the message of the gospel across than through music, which is so influential in people's lives?
Care to add anything?
No, he pretty much said it all.
So how long have you been performing? Together performing as a... How many members are in your band?
There's four members total, but me and Jesse are two main songwriters of the band.
And so how long have you been out on the road doing things?
Probably about 2, maybe almost 3 years now.
So was it tough to say, you know, I'm not going to go get a job, but instead I'm going to do this?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely hard because, for me, I didn't go to college and I don't plan on it because, you know, this is what I want to do. This is my passion. This is what I believe God's calling me to do. And I've had a lot of people kind of put me down and be like, no, you got to go college. You got to go, you know, 9-to-5 job. And this is how you got to live your life. And it's just it's so discouraging in a way. It's just kind of crushing my dreams in a way. So it's definitely hard, dealing with that at times, because it's just when something when you go through a rough patch, trying to, you know, make it in the music world, because there are ups and downs in it. You know, when you hit those low points, it's like, should I have listened to those other people? Should I have gone to college? Should I have got that 9-to-5 job kind of thing? But then it's once you step out on stage, you're playing a show, and then you're talking to someone after, and they're like, hey, you know, that helped me get through something. It's like, you know, all the stress that goes with it, you know, it's worth it. Giving up a guaranteed kind of thing, going to college, getting a degree and stuff, you know, you're kind of guaranteed to get a good career from that. And then, you know, this is kind of more of taking that risk. You know, it makes taking the risk worth it.
How do you know God's leading you?
You want to take that one?
Sure. We've seen many different scenarios where it's like I've referred back to the story of Gideon, where his army of 300 was able to defeat the enemy and the odds were just incredibly stacked against him. And we've seen different things where when we've tried to do things on our own, we fell flat on our face, whereas times where there's absolutely no way we could have orchestrated it on our own, it could have only been by the grace of God that something happened, we were blown away by the result. And we've seen God open doors where, like for instance, when we the way that we met our producer, Billy Smiley, we were actually playing a show at a small coffee house in New York in Brooklyn. We met a guy there who was another performer that night, and he was an A&R rep for the Extreme Tour Objective sessions that they were having in Nashville at Rocket Town. And so we were talking to him after the show, didn't know really who he was, and he began to explain, this is what they do at the Extreme Tour, and you guys would be good for that, so you should apply and come down to Nashville. And so we got to go to the Extreme Tour Objective sessions where we met Billy. He was leading a workshop there on working with a producer. And I had just gone up to him after, and I asked him, you know, hey, we're a new band from New Jersey, and just, you know, knowing that you're a producer and you get to work with some pretty big name people, what would you suggest, you know, we do as kind of just advice to get us started? And so he came and talked to us for about 20 minutes after he was done with his class. And after talking to him, he offered us to come to his studio, play through some songs for him, and talk about discussing, you know, an EP. And so the fact that playing a little show in Brooklyn, New York led to talking to the guy to go down to Nashville to meet Billy Smiley, there's just no way on earth something like that could have happened by our own doing.
Yeah.
It's just, we've seen so many things like that and contacts of people that we've met and places we've had the opportunity to go, and even including sitting right here at NRB. We just never would have known that we'd be sitting here even 6 months ago, let alone when we first started the band. So it's just, we've definitely seen God's hand move and open doors for us that we couldn't have done ourselves.
Yeah, and that's definitely like just the cool thing about it is that like the story behind everything is like you look back at it, it's like there's absolutely no spot in time where we could take credit for everything that's happened from then till now has all been because of God and just taking a step of faith and just trusting in him. So I think that's really cool too, because it's also like humbling at the same time. It's just like, you know, we didn't do this, we couldn't have even thought of this, you know, it was all God. So to me, that's just something really cool.
Did you two know each other from the time you were grasshoppers?
Not quite.
So you didn't know each other, and nor the other two members of your band. So were you from the same school or different schools? Or
no, we actually, the other two guys in the band I did go to school with, I knew them in high school, but not past that. And Zach, I actually met about 5 years ago. We go to the same church. And
a youth group, I think.
Yeah, and we were just talking about, you know, working on some music. We found out that we both played music. So I asked Zach to come over to the house one day, just, you know, jam a little bit, not really with the intention of starting a band. And he came over, and we actually wrote some songs that day, just kind of, it just worked well together because we've both, you know, worked on music with other people in the past, and sometimes you could have two very talented people that just don't really work well together. So he and I had some chemistry, it seemed like, and the songs came together naturally, and we decided to pursue it from there, and that's kind of how the band came together in the first place. And it was just funny. It was very casual, very nonchalant, and it just, you know, sort of fell into place.
It kind of coagulated together. Yes. It was like, oh, you didn't wake up one morning and say, I think I want to go out and start a band. Just, so is that where your dream then of going on the road came from? Just, hey, this is working. We're starting to feel this work, and now maybe we need to take this a little farther?
Yeah, like, I mean, I remember when we first started, like, writing together, it was just kind of like two guys getting together and playing some music, just having fun, like, no intentions at all. Both had the dream of, like, playing music, like, as a career. Never really knew if that could be possible for us. And then as we started to write more and more songs, we got to the point where, like, maybe we should just put these on a CD and see what happens. So we just went along with that, you know, got it recorded at our church, and things just started happening after that.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting because we didn't originally, like you said, intend on it. And we've always been a fan of music. We've always, you know, played music our whole lives. And we've always had, like, you know, passion for going out and trying to one day, you know, kind of a pie in the sky type of thing, you know, dream of being in a band. But to actually start one, we didn't really know where to begin or have any intention of doing that at first. It was just for fun, you know, because we enjoyed, you know, writing music together. So then once we saw that a few close friends, some family members, they liked the music and they were like encouraging us. Our families are both very supportive of what we do, mm-hmm. which we believe is very important, you know, to have that support at home. And, you know, to see that and the encouragement that came that we should continue to pursue it, you know, was huge for us. So we decided, let's give it a shot and see what happens. And if, you know, if it's not meant to be, then God will shut the door. But he, like I said earlier in the interview, he's been opening doors for us that we didn't even foresee happening.
Well, we have to take a break right now, but when we come back, we're going to delve a little more into your album and your plans and how people can contact you and all of that kind of thing.
You've been listening to Education Currents, a production of MRG Media. You know, be sure and like Education Currents on Facebook and also consider partnering with us in this educational ministry. You can share your resources or show ideas. My address is P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. Or call me at 301-824-3162.
You've got questions? God has answers, and they're all found in the Bible. Welcome to God's Treasure Chest. I'm Charles Mills. Let's see what's hiding in God's Word today.
Why do guys get to show up at church wearing jeans and an old sweater or shirt, but girls are expected to dress up?
Hold on a minute. You're not suggesting that just because guys don't show respect for God, you shouldn't have to either. What we wear to church isn't supposed to be a reflection of our independence. It's an indication of our love for God. How would you feel if you had a birthday party coming up and invited all your friends? You spent hours cleaning the house, decorating the living room, cooking delicious food, and blew your entire savings account on a new hairdo and lovely dress. Then your friends show up in beachwear, gardening clothes, and soiled football uniforms. Something tells me you'd be a little hurt. Not only are they showing lack of respect for your house, hard work, and invitation, they are saying, in essence, my freedom to choose how to dress is more important to me than anything else. I'm here, aren't I? That should be enough. It's not enough. Not for you, not for God. When you go to church, you choose from your closet what you believe shows respect for the God you're worshiping. Isaiah 16:7 reads, "In that day shall a man look to his Maker, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel." If you'd like to learn more about God and His amazing treasure chest, write for your free kids-only Bible course. The address is Treasure Chest, P.O. Box 53055, Los Angeles, California, 90053. Discover the many answers waiting for you in God's treasure chest.
Here are some samples of the music.
Try to fight, but your arms aren't ready. but you still don't know. What are you gonna do? When your mind is set and your heart is burning, and you can't quit yet cause the world keeps turning. You want the best, but it's all a mess. What are you gonna do? Just throw your hands in the air.
Welcome back to Education Currents. So how did you handle the bookings part of it?
Well, my dad's actually been managing us for a while. He was in some bands growing up, and he's had some experience with that end of things. But, you know, he always jokes around that he's just a drummer, and, you know, he doesn't know anything about managing. But he's done a good job, and he's been able to help us behind the scenes with getting some shows together for us. And then from there, a lot of it has been word of mouth, actually, which has been a blessing because that means that it's catching and people are, you know, enjoying it, and it's actually ministering to people because we've actually had some instances where after a show, a person would come up and say, hey, you know, I like that, and I'm from such and such a church or organization. Maybe, you know, when we do our event in the future, you can come play for us. And so a lot of it has happened that way as well, yeah, which has been pretty cool to see.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? You know, when you think about it, as you look back at it and you talk about it here, you sit there and say, huh, so that happened, but did it all happen by chance? Mm. And you'd probably have to say no.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
So the Lord is blessing you. Now, this album that you have is called Rise and Fall.
Yes.
Is this your first one?
I guess our first professional one.
Yeah, technically,
I guess.
Yes and no. we've recorded two others prior to this one. One was called Turn Down the Noise, and the other one was called Who We Are. But this is we're considering this our debut EP because these are the songs that we've recorded in a professional studio with you know, producer, and kind of this is the establishing of our sound, whereas the first two were kind of still experimenting, trying to find, you know, what our style would be, and it was kind of more of a process of figuring out what our niche is, but I think that with working with Billy, we've definitely found that and kind of have a template now for the type of music we make, and moving forward, we can kind of build upon this as our first official EP.
So let's dig into this just a little bit.
Sure.
See, a lot of people think about this, you really have to develop your own voice.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. You can't just go out there and replicate somebody else and be a great success.
Yeah.
I mean, you can be a great success replicating somebody else's voice. How did you come to the idea that, we got to develop our own voice?
I guess just through, with the first two, a lot of experiments. We've tried, normal rock stuff. We tried slow acoustic stuff. We tried some pop stuff, trying to see, what would catch on with different people. And we ended up finding that there was something that everyone kind of liked. So it's kind of which direction do we go in? And, we've tried before, trying to figure it out. We've listened to bands that, we're influenced by and, listened to, a couple, of albums of theirs. Does their sound change? Is it consistent? Why are they this style? And then try to, categorize it in a way. We're just going to be this one thing. We're just either going to be heavy rock. We're just going to be pop. We're just going to be acoustic. But then we found when we did that, it just caused a lot more stress. But then when we just got together and we just wrote whatever came naturally, that was a lot better, and the songs came out a lot better. So I don't know. How would you describe it,
no,
I guess?
You said it good. It's kind of because you always have to find a balance between what you want to do as the artist and what you think people want to hear. And if you do too much of one, then something's lacking. So to find that balance can be difficult, but it's good. The way that Zach explained it was that we tried to force it in one direction or another and it didn't work very well. But now when you write and you just let it come naturally, then it's authentic. It's not forced. It's not contrived. And to see people respond well to that was encouraging, because when we originally started writing songs, like he said, we figured, if we just try a bunch of styles and, like they say, throw it all at the wall and see what sticks, maybe people will like one style more than the other and we'll just go in that direction. That wasn't good because, number one, didn't work. He said that.
Yeah.
A lot of people seem to like everything. But the other thing is then it's not being true to yourself. And that's one thing you'll hear time and time again, is to be true to yourself.
Yeah.
So we've just made it a habit of trying to just do what comes naturally and not force it in any one direction. And it seemed to be working pretty well that way.
That's great. Well, I appreciate you all being here. And we look forward to great things from you. I have one thing left to say. Keep learning.
You have been listening to Education Currents, a production of MRG Media Ministries. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.